following recording is copyright 2012 Catholic Diocese of Little Rock. All rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
Today, besides being the feast of Mary, the Mother of God, is also the World Day of Prayer for Peace. And I, in fact, just received through email the Holy Father's message for the World Day of Prayer for Peace. Peace is kind of like love. We recognize it when it is there, but it's difficult to describe it. Love is calm and free and just and good, just like we see it in the life of the Blessed Mother, whose feast we celebrate today. Love is often accompanied by good feelings, but it can exist also even amid misunderstandings, because love is a commitment to work for the good of the other person, a commitment that goes beyond mere feelings. For instance, when children misbehave, we discipline them out of love for their own good. They'll appreciate it later. But love cannot exist when there is lack of respect or lack of justice or lack of goodwill toward the other person. And you can't force it. And it's the same with peace. It exists only when everyone works for the good of all. There's always going to be differences between countries or within families or within whatever. But peace is more than just good feelings. But peace does require mutual respect and goodwill and justice, just like with love. So we will never have world peace so long as countries are only or principally concerned with just their own national self-interest. Just as success in marriage often requires husbands and wives to make many personal sacrifices, so also nations will have to make many sacrifices if we're going to ever have world peace. Sacrifices that in the long run will produce many benefits for everyone, including us. In our first reading today, taken from the book of Numbers, God teaches Aaron how to bless the people with a blessing that ends with these words: "May the Lord look upon you kindly and give you peace." In our gospel, the shepherds go to worship, to visit the Prince of Peace at Christmas. And they find him lying in a manger. It is with this newborn baby that God looks upon us with maximum kindness and gives us the most complete peace imaginable, making himself man, humbling himself to take on our broken human condition in order to redeem us from slavery to hatred, reconciling all nations on earth in this life and uniting heaven and earth in the life to come. And in order to achieve this, the Prince of Peace, whose birth we celebrate, will have to make many sacrifices, ultimately sacrificing his own life so that we could have peace. But even so, he cannot force us to accept this salvation any more than we can force love or force peace. He offers us peace, and then he awaits our response. So as we begin this new year, withdrawing our troops from Iraq, hoping to bring all of our troops home from everywhere. We gather on this Feast of the Blessed Mother to pray for peace. We ask God to open our hearts to help us overcome our selfishness individually and our selfishness as a nation for the benefit of all, including us. Striving to reach that day when the blessing described in today's first reading finds fulfillment throughout the world. May the Lord look upon you kindly and give you peace.